You are gold, because like gold, you're indestructible, and you hold the key to your financial future. It all starts here in this special edition of The Gold Show. Jonathan Rose, registered financial consultant, recognized by the Professional Numismatic Guild and CEO of Capital Gold Group, joins us today. Capital Gold Group is licensed and bonded with the Attorney General of California and is one of few precious metal providers to maintain a strong rating as an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. Jonathan, as always, it's good to talk with you.
It's always a pleasure to be here and educate our listeners on the importance of having a balanced portfolio, especially in this economy, the recession that continues, and how you can safeguard those shrinking dollars with the shiny metal gold. It's tangible, it's relatively indestructible, and if you haven't added it to your portfolio to give you balance and strength, well, it's not too late. And on today's Gold Show, we're going to show you how easy it is to get started by taking physical possession of gold coins and bars, or even if you have an IRA or a 401k from a previous employer, and how to safeguard those dollars into precious metals, whether, again, it's solid gold or even silver.
All right, before we get started, though, is it possible for our listeners to get the gold guide and really give them a basic understanding of gold, its history, and answer a lot of questions just by getting the gold guide into their hands free?
Absolutely. On today's broadcast, if you call us toll-free at 800-510-9594, again, that's 800-510-9594, learn how to purchase gold coins and bars at the lowest possible prices, how to store them safely, how to safeguard your retirement IRAs or 401ks. It's a great education, and it just, you can get started by picking up the phone and calling us toll free at 800-510-9594. Again, 800-510-9594. We will give out that toll free number on today's broadcast. And don't forget, if you'd like to follow our podcast, just log on to safeasgold.com. And if you want to see international gold prices, just see log on to safeasgold.us.
All right, Jonathan, as we begin the show, we usually take a look at some of the headlines of the week, some of the things that are going on. Here we are now in 2010, a brand new year. What are some of the stories that you've been watching and following to show what's happening in the gold area?
Well, one thing I really want to focus on today is an article that came out earlier this week on Bloomberg. It's by a company called U.S. Gold Corp, and the chief executive officer, Rob McEwen, said that global gold prices may increase to $5,000 an ounce between 2012 and 2014 as rising U.S. government debt weakens the dollar. And this really hit home to me, because something I'm always talking about on the shows is the devaluing and the weakening of our paper currency, particularly the US dollar. And in fact, PIMCO, one of the world's largest bond managing groups out there, they've actually said that the status of the dollar will continue to erode, and this really sets a stage for gold to thrive. And gold is really looked at as portfolio insurance. So just like you have insurance for your car, insurance for your health, you want to have insurance for your paper money out there. That's what gold really brings to the table. So a lot of people who are owning bonds or fund managers, they are moving their clients to higher ground, to safety and security. And again, that's ideally what gold provides, safety and security. And it's not too late to really get started in gold. And when people are saying $5,000 an ounce, you know, within the next 5 years, well, I've been saying, you know, at least $2,000 an ounce plus if we were to adjust for inflation. So experts out there, market leaders, economists, they're saying $5,000 an ounce. Today, as I look at my gold ticker, gold prices are under $1,150 an ounce. So if we can reach $5,000 an ounce and you can be a part of this 21st century gold rush, not only are you going to get the security of having something tangible in your hands, but you can actually realize double-digit gains in gold if these predictions for gold continue to be correct.
Well, Jonathan, in these predictions that you talk about, these experts seem to be really concerned about the spending that governments are doing and the fact that they're going to have to borrow more and more. And they're looking, what, at past models of what happens? Inflation kicks in? What happens?
while inflation kicks in, historically speaking, gold has kept pace with inflation over the years. You know, our budget deficit in the US tops $1 trillion for the first time. And if it hasn't done so already, it's about to surpass $2 trillion. I know when I was reading the headlines the other day, Obama is looking to pass through Congress another $100 billion, you know, for the war this year to continue. All this money that is being spent, all this money that's being printed, this is really going to spur inflation. Let's not put behind us, you know, what happened last year with all the bailout money that happened. In the UK, it was called quantitative easing, where the UK banks and government had to spend hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to bail out companies, bail out businesses, just like we're witnessing over here in the US. And as we print up more money, it's dangerous because this is how inflation creeps in. And it's very insidious. You do not see it, but it's kind of like a caterpillar on the leaf taking a small bite, and it starts disappearing right before your eyes. And sometimes on my previous shows, which is very good to talk about today, well, I've mentioned that, you know, the value of the dollar, it's eroding. But if you compare it to the price of gold, not only has it not eroded next to the dollar, it's really been considered a storage of wealth and kept its value. And the best way I can explain this is, imagine we were back in the year 1920 and we had a $20 gold coin, a $20 gold piece, a 1 ounce piece of gold, and a $20 bill. Well, in the year 1920, they were both worth the same, and in fact, they would both buy a man a brand new suit. Now, today, 2010, that same 1 ounce gold coin is worth over $1,150. And guess what? It would still buy a man a brand new suit. And that's right, that $20 bill, you'll be lucky if it even bought you a tie for that suit.
It's amazing. Just talk to your parents or grandparents and ask them what a dollar used to buy, and they'll tell you a story, right?
Well, not only your grandparents, but, you know, if you remember when you was at school and from where you are today, and you know how far less a dollar goes today than it even did 10 years ago. So you can imagine with the problems that we're having today, with all the money that's being printed, where do you think the dollar will be in another 5 to 10 years from the future right now? Do you think it's going to be worth more, or do you think it's going to be worth less? And if you're like me and you think that the dollar will actually be worth less in the future than it currently is today, then you should really look at safeguarding your investments into precious metals, diversifying, in my opinion, anywhere from 5 to 25% of what you have in paper to be moved sideways into precious metals that you get to hold on to. That's the security, that's the safety.
Talking with Jonathan Rose, registered financial consultant, recognized by the Professional Numismatic Guild and CEO of the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, so we hear about this upcoming inflation. We get the warnings. A lot of these fund managers are switching over and they're saying gold, gold, gold. How do we buy gold? What are our choices when it comes to gold? What do we do once we know we should buy gold?
Very good question. There's obviously quite a few different vehicles in ways you can purchase gold. People may be familiar with what are called ETFs, electronically traded funds, where you're buying a stock. It's called GLD is one of them. You never actually own the gold, but you can trade the gold through the stocks. I've always learned the safest way to literally hold on to gold is to do such. Hold on to it. Again, if you invest in a gold mining stock, great. But again, there are many variables involved, such as investing in the management team of that company. And again, if you do not mine any gold out of the ground, you do not make any money as a shareholder. So the safest way is to physically purchase the gold, in my opinion, whether it's gold coins or gold bars. Take delivery of it. Have it in your hand so you can actually touch it, you can feel it, you can look at it, you can store it away in a safety deposit box. It's very portable. You can take it with you. And I believe that has always been the safest way to literally safeguard your money. And what I love about gold, there's no counterparty risk. And what I mean by that is, obviously, when you invest your money into these banks, into these CDs, well, guess what? If they go under, you lose your money. By having and holding gold in your hands, there's no counterparty risk because you're holding on to your own money that's literally worth more than the money that's being printed right now by our Federal Reserve.
Now, once you've decided you want to own physical gold, then you've got a lot of choices. Where you're going to buy it, right, and the kind of gold you get.
Absolutely. Gold is popping up everywhere right now. On my trip to London, where I recently have come back, many people may even be familiar with the store Harrods. It's like a giant superstore over there, a high-end giant superstore, and they're even now selling gold in these department stores. Over in Asia, believe it or not, you can actually purchase gold from 7-Eleven stores. In Germany right now, they have ATMs in that country where you can actually purchase grams of gold. Obviously, you're paying a higher commission when you go to some of these different places. That's why it makes sense to deal with not only a reputable firm, but a firm that is really going to be very transparent, so you can not only understand what you're purchasing, but understand the price structures that are involved in purchased coins, whether it's gold bullion coins, which you will trade roughly at the price of gold. You will see the spot price of gold in the newspaper or on the television. It's very easy to track, and expect to pay about 10% over the spot price of gold to actually get that into your hand. And these are coins such as American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, South African Cougarand, great gold coins to hold on to. And then there's also the gold coins minted prior to 1933 that are probably, you know, one of the hottest gold products out there right now, because they've been considered in the past non-confiscatable, non-reportable, and besides the actual gold content of them, they have a slight intrinsic value to it as well. So you're literally owning a piece of history, holding on to the older gold, and expect to pay anywhere from 15 to 30% spread on these older types of gold. But remember, the older gold coins have actually outperformed regular bullion coins. And some older gold coins, just generic pre-1933 gold coins, have actually increased in value 75 to 80% in a one-year window. And as the gold supply continues to dwindle and disappear, because, again, it's precious in its own right, there's only so much of it out there, people and investors are actually turning to the older gold coins, not just for safety and security, because the profit potential on the older gold coins has completely outstripped the performance of regular bullion products.
Now, we know then you want to have physical possession of gold, you want to buy from a reputable place like the Capital Gold Group, which, by the way, is an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. We know that. We know you want to get the pre-33s if we can, because they have a better appreciation. Where do we go? Is there a place to call right now to get the pre-33s or to purchase those?
Absolutely. Have a look at our company, Capital Gold Group. We've been in business for a decade. We're one of the few premier gold specialists that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded with the State Attorney Generals of California. And if you want to get an education about gold and add it to your portfolio as a part of a balanced portfolio, then you can pick up the phone on today's broadcast. You can request our free gold guide, which will show you how to purchase gold coins and bars at the lowest possible prices, which coins and bars will give you a better return for the future, and as we will touch on in a minute, we will even show you how you can protect your retirement dollars that are sitting in an IRA or a 401k. It's all in there, and it's yours free just by picking up the phone and calling us toll-free at 800-510-9594. Again, folks, that's 800-510-9594 for your free gold guide.
You're listening to The Gold Show, and we're going to learn all about protecting your IRA, your IRA with gold. Jonathan, we promised we were going to talk about IRAs and how to protect them. This is a big topic. Everybody's starting to get their certificates for the year end, telling them how they did on things, and maybe they're sitting in an old IRA somewhere that's not doing anything for them, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the baby boomers are realizing the potential and the security by storing their wealth or a portion of their wealth in their retirement dollars by holding it into physical gold. In fact, just like it was featured in the Wall Street Journal, we will show you how to roll over an existing or starting a new IRA into physical gold or silver, which is then held in a segregated safety deposit box with your name on it, that's going to be a storage of value, unlike a lot of these mutual funds. And if people have been paying attention to these mutual funds over the past few years, they haven't lost 5, 6, 7%. Some of these mutual funds where people have put all of their retirement dollars are actually down 70, 80, 90%. And unfortunately, a lot of people have seen their retirement dollars literally wiped out overnight because of this deep recession, or maybe they've had their retirement dollars with a bank. We all know what happened last year to Lehman Brothers, a very large company, and a lot of these stockholders, and I had banker friends working for them who had their whole life savings invested into that company, came to work one morning and disappeared overnight. And these people, unfortunately, have had to look for other jobs, even in different areas, just to kind of make ends meet right now. So it's very important to identify, where is your IRA money? Your 401k with a previous employer, is it just sitting there, you know, getting rusty, gathering dust? If so, it's the beginning of the year. Be proactive, you know, dust those financial cobwebs out of that closet right now and understand and realize that it is not too late to invest in gold. Had you waited literally 300 years on purpose, there was an article about this on Bloomberg too, that this is the best time to be purchasing gold. With predictions of $5,000 an ounce over the next 5 years, doesn't it make sense right now to move a portion of those dead dollars that are shrinking and declining into something that's going to offer you stability, a storage of wealth, and what I refer to as portfolio insurance? That's what gold provides, and you can get started today, whether you're purchasing one gold coin, whether you want to get that education to build a diverse portfolio in physical gold, or protecting those retirement dollars. You can call Capital Gold Group toll free at 800-510-9594. Again, that's 800-510-9594. Learn how to purchase gold coins and bars at the lowest possible prices. Learn how to safeguard your nest egg for your retirement. It's all in there. You just have to pick up the phone, call toll free, and get our free gold guide on today's broadcast at 800-510-9594. And don't forget, you could also subscribe to our podcast just by logging on to safeasgold.com and see international gold prices at safeasgold.us.
Now, Jonathan, it is a new year and a new beginning for a lot of folks who maybe this year would like to do better than they did last year and have a plan at it. They're looking at CD rates, which are amazingly low. By the time, you know, a year has gone by, you'd have to have a lot of money to even get a little interest, wouldn't you?
It's scary. I pick up the weekend papers, whether it's the Wall Street Journal I'm looking at, and I'm looking at some of these returns on these CDs, you know, 2%, and that's considered like a lot in this day and age. Well, you know, 2% over 6 months, or even if it's a year, it's not even covering the rate of inflation, which is roughly at 4% according to our government. I actually think it's a lot higher than that. And when you look at the dollar that's been shrinking at roughly about 8% last year, well, if you're not making better than 12 to 13% annually, guess what? You're actually losing money. You're not even keeping up with the rate of inflation. You're not keeping up with the value that the dollar's shrinking. And if you have not realized that the dollar's shrinking, just take a trip, go abroad, go on holiday or vacation, go to the bank, change up some of those dollars, and you will witness how many few dollars you get back in that other currency, that place that you're going to visit. I mean, when I go to London, obviously things are a bit more expensive over there, but I have seen year after year how the exchange rate has weakened and the dollar has become worth less and less, and this is very apparent. And I know that there's people listening right now that are saying, you're right, I recently came back from Europe, I went to a trip far east, and I noticed that the dollar really doesn't go far. So really, you can only do the best you can do every single day. You try to be prudent with your money, you try to save and pinch pennies where you can, and it's very important to understand that these next few years, we're not going to come out of the recession overnight, but as President Obama has clearly stated, things could actually get worse before they get better. And with all these foreclosures, the waves of bad loans, the companies going under, is going to be deeply affecting our recovery, especially when employment figures came out this week, which were very poor. People like Alan Greenspan saying that the recovery has no legs. These are not positive messages to be sending to our economy, in terms of a recovery happening overnight. So it's a prudent man that foresees danger and prepares, and one way you can prepare is by safeguarding your retirement dollars with solid gold.
And a way you can get started today is to get the knowledge. It starts with the new year, saying to yourself, I want to learn something about this gold. You've heard Jonathan Rose talk about gold. Well, why not take a step and get the gold guide? It's absolutely free to get in your hands. You won't even be charged shipping for it. It's an $80 value. And it really does give you the history of gold and explains a lot about it that we don't always get a chance to talk about on the show. But it's important that you pick up that phone and get started today. If you're ready to go and you want to talk with a specialist, they're standing by. They can help you through the maze of choices. Jonathan, you've suggested today one aspect that might be good to look at. Ask about those pre-33 coins when you call in, right?
Absolutely. They're considered non-confiscatable and non-reportable. And what I mean by this was, back in 1933, when the U.S. was in a deep recession, we had to have a gold confiscation because we needed the gold to boost back the economy. And in doing so, there was a little law that stipulated any coin minted prior to 1933 is going to be considered non-confiscatable and non-reportable. And in fact, if you in the presence right now and you own bullion coins minted after this date, you will notice it says $50 on the back. That's what the government would pay you if there was ever another gold confiscation. So for this reason, a lot of people tend to sway to the older gold coins because they have extra security, they have a greater profit potential, and you are literally owning a piece of history. And remember, gold is honest money. It's a portable wealth of substance. Gold is a currency, nothing more, nothing less. And intrinsically, a dollar bill is just a piece of paper. And when you have reports out there from Bloomberg saying that gold could reach to $5,000 an ounce in the next 5 years, are you just going to read this information and say, oh, I remember when they said gold was going to go up, but you didn't act on it? Or are you going to be proactive and arm yourself with this knowledge, with this information? Call toll-free Capital Gold Group at 800-510-9594 and learn how you can participate in this gold rush. It's literally a 21st century gold rush that we're witnessing right now, and it's not too late for you listening to pick up the phone and get started and protecting your dollars with solid gold.
Well, we all remember what you said last year at this time and predicted that gold would rise to over $1,000 an ounce, and that was a year ago you were saying that, and it wasn't anywhere near there. And if people picked up the phone then and called, they've done very well, right?
Absolutely, and people have not only purchased from Capital Gold Group, they've told their friends, they've told their families, they've continued to purchase with us, and that's why we've become one of the largest premier gold specialists out there that people turn to for their gold portfolio needs. And in fact, it's not just investors like you and I who are purchasing gold, it's world central banks who have also been increasing their gold reserves by up to 40%. And I'm sure some people are familiar with the story that happened in India and Sri Lanka when they bought a couple hundred metric tons worth of gold, because people are moving away from the dollar. There's too much instability, too much political tension attached with it right now, and people are moving to a higher ground, to safety and security, and look for that ultimate hedge. Again, it's gold.
All right, final minute. If people want to get the gold guide, they're going to be able to get it today, not paying the $80 fee to get the gold guide. It's going to be sent to you free. There's going to be no postage included. Look at it, read about it, learn about it, but take that step. Make 2010 a year that you increase your knowledge base, your understanding of what gold is. You've heard Jonathan Rose talk about gold today. Now read about it, learn about it, and then if you want to find out more, feel free to talk with a gold specialist who will help you. Jonathan, our final minute, let's drive home that phone number and the website and remind everybody that the podcasts are there and that they can all tune in, can't they?
Absolutely. Be proactive. Pick up the phone. Get your free gold guide by calling on today's broadcast at 800-510-9594. Again, folks, that's 800-510-9594. Learn how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices with Capital Gold Group. You can subscribe to our podcast at safeasgold.com, and you can also look at international gold prices at safeasgold.us.
We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for tuning in to this special edition of The Gold Show with Jonathan Rose, registered financial consultant, recognized by the Professional Numismatic Guild, and CEO of the Capital Gold Group. The Capital Gold Group is licensed and bonded with the Attorney General of California and is one of the few precious metal providers to maintain a strong rating as an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. And remember to call to get your free gold guide, free gold investment guide at 1-800-510-9594. Call now to reserve your gold. Again, get your gold guide absolutely free sent to you at 800-510-9594. That number, once again, to get your free gold guide is 800-510-9594. 800-510-9594. Thanks for joining us on this edition of The Gold Show.